Hello, and welcome to Count on CCB, a bank serving this region with offices in Randolph, Salamanca, Springville, South Dayton, Dunkirk, their main office in Little Valley, and their brand new office at the intersection of Mall Boulevard and Fairmount Avenue in Lakewood. And joining me from CCB today is Krista Leone, Assistant Vice President, Market Leader. Nice to have you on the air.
Oh, thank you for having me.
We are going to talk about something that we've never talked about on this series of programs yet, and that's banking for young people.
Yes. So CCB has what we call our CCB Kids Club account. It is a fairly unique account that most other banks don't offer. It is a savings account geared towards children 17 and under. It does not require a parent to be on the account with them. It is their account. They come in and open it themselves. Obviously, a parent probably has to drive them there, but it's the child's account until they turn 18, and they get to sign for it and make the deposits, withdrawals, everything on their own.
I don't know that I've ever heard of such a thing as this. It is very unique.
It is very unique. I'm not sure any other bank offers something like that.
Is this something that you've done for a long time at CCB, or is it relatively new?
No, we've had this account for quite a while. A lot of people don't really know about it, but it is something that we've had in place for quite some time, and it's growing in popularity as we're getting the news out there.
That's what I was going to ask next, and that is, has it been well responded to? Are there a lot of young people who have started their bank accounts?
They're working on it. They're working on it. It's a really nice account for young people, especially who maybe get an allowance every week or have chores that they're doing and getting paid for. There's no minimum balance requirement, so they can open it with as little as $5, and then there's never a fee for the account. So it's just a nice place for kids to park some cash that they have and then learn how to do some banking.
You sort of anticipated the next question, Krista Leone, and that is why you offer this to young people without their parents having to be the intermediaries. And I want to have you pick that up a little bit and maybe fill that out some more.
Yep. So at CCB, we are all about financial literacy, and that obviously starts with young children. How many people I talk to in the course of my day where they wish that they had learned more about banking in school or, you know, maybe not had to take algebra, but taken some basic bookkeeping skills. So we are trying to teach the young kids how to handle their money and how to do banking. And we believe in this product. It is really nice. It is unique. And we're not talking about an account that's going to have a high balance in it. You certainly could, but this is meant more for the younger age group that maybe is going to keep a smaller balance and is just starting into getting into banking.
A couple of specific questions come to mind that I want to ask you before the time completely gets away from us. And one is, how do the young people access their information about the account? Is there a literal passbook, or do they find it online? If they forgot their balance and wanted to know what it was, how would they find that out?
So this account actually comes with a mailed statement. There is no charge for that, but that does get a mailed statement still, and they would access it that way.
And is it an interest-bearing account?
It is. It does not earn much interest right now. The interest rates are very low, unfortunately, but it is an interest-bearing savings account, yes.
So this reflects, mirrors what many other accounts would be for adults, whether they're saving for a home or putting away money for their retirement. This has many of the characteristics of those same accounts.
Yep. It is set up as a traditional savings account. The only difference is there's no minimum balance requirement, and it's for minors.
I don't know if you were involved in the setup of this at the beginning, but why did you choose not to have parents be the intermediary?
Sometimes it's difficult to find parents that maybe are willing or want to do that, or it's cumbersome for parents, one more thing they have to be responsible for. But also, mostly, it's really trying to just teach the younger children the basics of banking and giving them a little bit of responsibility for their own finances and their own banking needs.
I think you mentioned the term financial literacy at one point in our discussion here, and I come from an era in which people struggled to balance their checkbooks. I don't think they do that much anymore because not many people are writing as many checks as they used to be. But I bet the struggle for those who do not have this kind of introduction to banking in terms of balancing their accounts through online resources or their phones or whatever other means they're using are probably just as challenged as some of us were when we first got checkbooks.
Yeah, I agree with that 100%. Yep. financial literacy is big. There are many people that struggle even today, even not with checkbooks, but with the advent of debit cards and online transfers and all the electronic banking, it can sometimes be very difficult to keep track of your finances. So
the earlier you start with your financial literacy education, the better off you are.
That's the idea.
And you can do that at any office of CCB, including the one most convenient to most listeners of this radio station, Mall Boulevard and Fairmont Avenue in Lakewood. Krista Leone, it's been a delight, really, to hear all about this program, the Kids Club Accounts at CCB, and I encourage our listeners, young or old, to stop by and inquire about them. Thank you.
Thank you.
And we'll be back next week at this same time.